Welcome to the Beyond Leadership Podcast, where we host outstanding individuals and we discover new dimensions of leadership and their talents and recipes for success. This is our first tip of the week in 2023, and I wish you all to have an amazing and successful year. So this is our 51st audio tip of the week, and let's start with some fun facts about number 51. So we all know that there's an Area 51, but what goes there is still a mystery. And 51, according to the numerology, is also a number of harmony and idealism. And in corporations, owning 51% of company stock usually means you would have the majority and control over the operations of the company. And guess who's 51 years old? We've got Snoop Dogg, Mark Wahlberg, and Elon Musk, and many more. So today's tip of the week is based on the article, How to Get Better at Asking for Help at Work, written by Zucker, published in December 2022 in Harvard Business Review. Most people have a never-ending mountain of work to get through and would likely feel immense relief if their workload were in some way lessened. Wouldn't you agree? So reluctance to ask for help when we need it can keep us bogged down in more work than it's necessary and can ultimately lead to burnout. Whether you're afraid of seeming needy or incompetent, or you just don't trust others to help you, here we have some strategies to help you reach out for assistance when you really need it. So, three things on how to shift your thinking about when you want to ask for help. Number one, identify and unpack your limiting beliefs. Ask yourself, what am I afraid will happen if I ask for help? These fears are likely emotional, not rational. Reflect on what's underlying them. Number two, try small experiments. Make small behavior changes to see the impact on how you feel and the response you get from others. It can be simple as asking, hey, can I brainstorm with you for 5 minutes? Or would you be willing to take a look at my client proposal and share your feedback with me? And number three, be open. Let trusted colleagues know that you're working on getting better at asking for help. Being upfront will make it easier for you to actually do it when the time comes. It will also prime them to be more receptive to these requests, reinforcing your help-seeking behavior and reducing your reluctance to reach out for support. Now, overcoming your reluctance to asking for help requires ongoing practice, reflection, and integration of new mindset. By unlearning old, unproductive patterns that prevent you from reaching out for assistance when you really need it, and relearning new ways of operating, you will feel more supported and less overwhelmed at work. Now, do you ask for help when needed? Have you ever focused just on helping others like your coworkers, friends, and family? This was this week's Tip of the Week. Make sure to subscribe and follow us on all podcast channels like Spotify, Apple, Google, CastBox, and also follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And again, I wish you an amazing 2023 full of love, happiness, great food, joy, and success.